SBS Radio.
My guest is Tim McCartney of Whale Nursery, a wholesale native plants nursery owned by the Traditional Owners Corporation in Barangi Garden Land Council, located between Horsham and Dimbula in Victoria. In our conversation, Tim McCartney explains how he has reset the business to navigate the tough pandemic conditions. With COVID, foot traffic is impossible due to health restrictions. However, Whale Nursery has managed to adapt and is considering opening an online shop and not only increase staff by 50%, but also, unlike other businesses in the industry that only provide seasonal and casual employment, Whale Nursery is looking at providing ongoing and sustainable income to their staff and suppliers, most of whom are Indigenous. In our conversation, Tim McCartney says the pandemic has actually opened new opportunities for Whale Nursery.
We took the COVID pandemic as an opportunity to really reassess our current practices in our business. And so we had a bit of an internal review into our business, really mapped out where our opportunities were and really tried to narrow it down into instead of trying to chase a million dreams, to really focus it down to being really targeted and good at our three to four things to build confidence, to build brand awareness, and to exceed expectation on what we, with our clients and our customers on delivery. We're creating a good energy around more opportunity and more contracts and more customer base whilst, you know, we spent the time to investigate. Being a regionally based business, we would rely on foot traffic and people coming and visiting our site. But with the COVID restrictions, you know, the reality is that's probably not going to be a plausible sort of source for business for a little while. So it was currently in the process of migrating across to having an online store. But sending plants through the mail have a whole level of different complexities. But that's something that we're certainly ready to launch into the last quarter of this year. You know, around about that October, November part, we hope to launch that part of our business to be able to have an online store. But just making sure that everything's mapped out properly and delivery partners are in place, our products, our care, how we're going to package, our branding, customer contact to ensure that our customers are communicated to along the way. There's a lot more steps involved, but the top piece of the pie or the market grows quite significantly for us.
For me, I don't have a green thumb, like they say. To be able to, if I want to purchase a plant, I need to see it and touch it and feel it and sense the smell of it. So it needs all of our senses to appreciate. And yet going virtual, it's only your eyes and what you can read and hear.
Retail consumer behaviour is very much like that, that we have come used to being able to go and touch and feel and see something before we buy it. The reality is that it's about how we have those communication and we access media to be able to try and bridge some of those gaps. So having, you know, strong social media strategies to be able to keep people engaged and have those, that communication with your followers and your client base around what this looks like and that looks like. You know, we've all sat at home, watched a cooking show. Not that we can smell it or taste it, but we can see it and we go out and we want to replicate that and we'll be able to do that. And we're hopeful that we can sort of try and bridge that gap a little bit with what we're hoping to do with our online arm. You know, get people enthused about buying our products and getting it, and it's an experience, it's an enjoyable experience when they get their package. Our products, which could have some suggestions on, care techniques, plus also other uses you could use that plant for as well.
Well, you're a wholesaler. How are your suppliers reacting? How are they adapting? Because some might be already versed in the new practices. Others, you have to lift them up to reach the right level. Otherwise, if they collapse your business model.
Wholesale of us is, really the foundation of our business. And what we're finding is we've had to broaden our net really to where we're looking at, to where our supply can be through this and working backwards in that. So, you know, a lot of our customers and contracts that we have for growing out of the nursery are really linked to funding rounds and funding streams on land care projects or other traditional owner groups and projects and research pieces that they're doing. And we're broadening that out now to really target major projects within the Victoria borders, talking to your tier one, tier two contractors that are doing major projects around, broadening our net for that and having those conversations. But as a wholesaler and working in that space, that there is still a lag time, and cash flow is always a challenge to be able to manage that, to get the order in, be able to manage your business and your staff to the delivery of the product. But we've been lucky in a little bit where our existing customers haven't been impacted that much, and some of our orders were already put in place 12 months ago, and we've just been delivering on those, and we've been able to continue that flow on.
Manpower-wise, has it affected the way you operate, and have you been able to keep all your manpower, or you've had to shed some of your resources?
We had a bit of a low manpower at that point in time.
Yeah.
Anyway, what we did was we got really smart about how we wanted to go about that, increasing our manpower. In the process of the last sort of 3 to 6 months, through all the planning that we did and setting our goals for these next 6-12 months, we've been able to start to integrate some improvements and increases into that. So we'll increase our manpower with the work that we've got coming in, and that's just about being, like I said before, about the internal review on the business. What are our really key things that we want to deliver on? Be really clear about that. Not trying to chase 101 different dreams and just focus on the real core to our business, get that right. And that's working for us at the moment, where inquiries are coming and we can put on extra manpower in a sustainable way. Done so much work in that planning to know, what an order looks like and to be able to maintain our manpower into the future. And we've certainly done all that mapping and been really clear about what we're doing for the future. And so we will increase our manpower probably by about 50% in the next 3 months. On what we currently have, and that's just to deliver the demand that we'll have from that period.
Many other businesses that actually were affected by this pandemic, the lockdowns, especially in Victoria, were still going through these very harsh restrictions. A lot of the business, I was just reading in one of the financial and business magazines that 60% of the businesses might never return after the pandemic, and you are thriving, even projecting to hire 50% more staff.
We're really fortunate in the place that we're in, that we took that time to really take that step back to really critically assess what we were doing and what we were doing right, what we weren't doing great, and having that frank assessment about where's the future lie for us. And that was really important to go right. We need to have purpose and practice of what we do. There needs to be a framework around, if we're going to put on more staff, we have to have numbers and be able to analyse those numbers to where we need to get to be able to sustain that employment.
Yeah.
A large portion of in the nursery industry are on seasonal or casual work arrangements.
Yeah.
And we want to be seen to be different to that. We want to sustain ongoing appointments. We don't want to be getting people in on casual contracts or seasonal work. That's not good for our community. It's not good to really close that difference between household income compared to a non-Indigenous family. We want to provide ongoing opportunities. So we really made that point about we're not interested in taking seasonal work or contract work. We want to look at sustainable employment to provide some surety and to show community as well that this is a really good opportunity for us to work in with our community, but also it's going to provide them with other opportunities as well.
Is there any plant that has got some secret properties that you would recommend? Because a lot of communities say they've got something that will fight inflammation, even kick COVID away from their lives.
No, we've got some, we're lucky enough to have, the Kwandong is quite a healthy food with, the vitamin C that's attributed to that. But even our yam daisy is quite a good food for sustenance as well. I don't think we've got anything that will kick COVID at the moment, but I just think that the healthier we get and the more foods that we can get back into our everyday living, I think that we'll find that we might build a natural immune system to some of these issues that will come up in the future. But there's a lot of work to be done in that. But I just say get in touch with us at Dalkey Goringa. We've got some plants already growing that'll be ready. We can get them out to you as soon as possible.
Before I wrap up, Is there anything we haven't covered that you would like to bring to the attention of our listeners?
Indigenous Business Month is really important to highlight our businesses, but businesses operate 12 months of the year, 365 days of the year, and to really get in touch with, you're lucky enough in Victoria to have a Indigenous Chamber of Commerce, to get in touch with them, to engage with Aboriginal businesses, to contact your local Aboriginal organisations, to see where the businesses are. But if you do, in this pandemic, the way that we'll recover from this is by people prioritising to buy local. And there's nothing better than buying local than buying from an Aboriginal business that will give back to the community as well. So that's probably the last thing I'd like to say.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.